That's right. It is 5:45 on a Wednesday, which means, once again, it is time for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of interest for folks here at the station and in the listening community. We're joined tonight by Delphine Crescenzo. Del, I have to ask you first of all.
Yes.
Co-station manager or station co-manager?
I'm not co-managing anymore. I'm station manager.
Manager, yeah. Delphine Crescenzo. All right. Man, that makes it so much easier.
I know it does, but I do. It's a great opportunity to thank Gil Cardon and Mike Crenshaw, who last year were both co-managed with me. But that's it.
But beyond that, you are also here, I think, to speak about our upcoming Kickstarter campaign.
Yes.
Can you tell us about the fundraising campaign that's starting tomorrow?
Yeah. So tomorrow, something somewhat exciting because it's the first time that we are doing this. And I see Aaron's got it pulled up and I'm just so excited about it because there's a beautiful video that's going to come with the Kickstarter campaign that really just shares the spirit of KBOO in such a beautiful way. And Derek Crooks, who is our AM public affairs and news director, actually shot and edited and produced this video in a week for us. And he just did a beautiful job. So we are trying something a little new. I think folks are very used to our membership drives, and I can talk a little bit more about what that means for membership drives at KBOO, but right now we are wanting to try something that is going to be an online fundraising opportunity. So we are going with Kickstarter, and we are trying to build a city of media makers. And this is going to be a month-long campaign, and so it's going to launch tomorrow morning. So be ready to go and check it out. And really, our desire is to raise $20,000. In the first week. That's our goal.
Ambitious.
It's ambitious, but we know that the folks who listen would support. But more than that, I think we are trying to reach maybe a network of people that we've never reached before. We are looking to our influencers, a lot of the people who support KBOO, like Amy Goodman, like David Barsamian, like a lot of other people, like Teresa Mitchell, and a lot of other KBOO hosts and DJs like you, who are going to share with your network and actually spread the word of KBOO beyond maybe our community in a way that we've been able to do with our membership drive. So that's the intention.
So can you drill down a little bit on this concept of building a city of media makers? What does that mean?
What does that mean? Well, that means KBOO is a community radio. And so at the core of what we do is we are volunteer driven. And what we do is we train each other. Did you train each other? Were you trained by another volunteer?
You know, I was just kind of thrown in the deep end, and I learned by
no
watching.
No training. See, you learn by watching and doing. That's a form of training at KBOO. So that is the concept. We are actually offering the platform that most media organizations would never give to people walking off the street. So we have been for 50 years building here in the Portland area, and also have taken people beyond that because people then, you know, move. And or they come here and stay for a while and go back to wherever they're from, and they take those skills with them. And what they take with them is a concept that there is such a thing as radio by the people for the people. There is such a thing as a place where you can come, have no knowledge whatsoever about how to share your ideas, but have ideas and have knowledge about what's happening in your community. And you are going to be shown by other volunteers, other people who are your peers. Some are older, some are younger, some are, you know, all kinds of on the spectrum of gender, from all kinds of walks of life, from all kinds of cultures. And they are going to share with you those basic skills. And then it's going to be up to you to take it to whatever you want to take it. And so many of us here at KBOO choose to go in so many different directions, which is why listeners get to have such a variety and diversity of programming, both through music and public affairs. So this campaign is really celebrating a DIY culture, is celebrating a popular education in the sense of people teaching each other how to do things. And that has been the intention of KBOO for 50 years. and that is still our intention. So we want, with the funds that come through this campaign, to continue to grow our training program, to be able to offer so that we don't have to throw people in like Aaron, to actually be able to have more mentorship and more support. Well, sometimes that's kind of what happens, because maybe the person who was supposed to be there to train you that day had something else going on, because we are all volunteers, and so we have to chip in some way.
Well, and I think it speaks to the indie spirit of KBOO, which is you learn by doing.
Right, exactly. You do. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to learn. Because then you actually are not being really told, like, how to do it, you know? Which is, I think, also is where we need to keep a little bit of creativity open. And that's not what you find also on most mainstream media. The news is delivered in very, very rigid ways. Everything is control, and everything is through a white lens, a Eurocentric, patriarchal, capitalist lens. And here at KBOO, we just have people who come from so many different places, who have lots of different political thoughts and ideas and affiliations that you just never get. Even when people are talking about the same topic, you just never get the same thing. You always get a different perspective. And for me, that's what drew me to KBOO. That's what drew me to community radio. That's what drew me to radio in the beginning. It's the desire to, well, just understanding that my voice actually has value in the public sphere. We all add to this public dialogue. How do we make decisions about things? We make decisions because we've heard or we know. And the only way that we can know of others' experiences is if other people get an opportunity to share them. So here on KBOO, you will hear the voices and the experiences of people you just don't get to hear anywhere else. And that's what building a city of Media Maker means. That's like really long-winded. Sorry.
That's no. All right. So aside from the merits of the program at face value, this is Kickstarter. So mm-hmm. I assume there will be different incentives for different levels of contribution.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that we are offering is a membership coin. So we are trying to rebuild a membership program at KBOO for all kinds of member support, so that when folks are KBOO members, they can show their coins in different businesses. So we are building this up, and the first thing that your coin will get you access to is the exhibit at the Oregon Historical Society. And we wanted to do that because if you are a Multnomah County resident, it is absolutely free for you to go. Because of a levy, actually, to go and see the exhibit, but that was not the case for everyone. So that is kind of the first thing that folks will have access to, because that exhibit is really amazing and we really want people to check it out. But then there's also going to be opportunities for people to get a storytelling workshop. Maybe someone is dying out there to tell a story. Maybe there's a couple of people that they know who have a very important story to tell and they don't know how to help them articulate that. Well, here would be an opportunity for you and your friends to come to a storytelling class that would be focused on helping you articulate a very specific story through the medium of radio. And all kinds of other incentive in between. We have beautiful t-shirt, Keep Portland Radical, that are going to be part of that. We also have some enamel pins and all kinds of other incentives, which we want to kind of keep secret, because we are wanting, like, every week to entice people to keep sharing and keep contributing and keep spreading the word and supporting us in building the city of Media Makers, which is so important today.
And how long is the fundraiser going to run?
It's going to run for the whole month. So starting February 8th, it will go through March 9th. So there will be lots of opportunities. And again, as I say, every week, new exciting incentives for you to support.
And is this in addition to or in replacement for our next upcoming membership drive?
Right. So we wanted to... continue absolutely our tradition of membership drives, because they are a tradition and they really are effective, an effective way for us to raise funds. And we want to be really honest, as we are wanting to continue to reach the people we've always reached and trying to reach, you know, different people, maybe reach the same people, but in different ways, you know, through the Kickstarter. So no, we're not taking away the membership drive. Our next membership drive will be in the spring. And the dates are April 20th through May 3rd, or April 19th through May 3rd. And but we had originally wanting to do a short on-air drive in February, and we decided to go with Kickstarter instead. So if people are expecting the drive on the air, that will not happen, though we will definitely make reminders and let people know about the Kickstarter every hour is here on the air. But membership drives are just so fundamentally important, because it's one of the main way that we get to communicate so directly with our listenership, and people get to react right away and call us and tell us, I've been listening right now and I really care about KBOO. I really love what I'm listening to and I want to donate right now. And we can thank people on the air. These are really things that are meaningful, I think, to people. At least they're meaningful to me. I like when people thank me on the air. I like supporting KBOO.
Go KBOO. And so for listeners out there who might be shorter on funds, but maybe have social media reach, mm-hmm. can you just briefly talk a little bit more about what people can do to help spread the word about this campaign?
So people can, first of all, right now go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter. And starting tomorrow morning, there will be a link that will take you directly. You can also go to Kickstarter and look for KBOO or look for Build a City of Media Maker, and you can find us on there. But, you know, it's going to be all over our social media. So like KBOO if you're not following us or liking us, do that. Share as much as you can. And when you share, try to tag friends, try to tag also what we call influencers, people that you know who have lots of followers, people maybe who are authors or writers or political figures or people that you know will be interested in continuing to spread the word and continuing to share. So these are some of the things that people can do. But also, you know, people can come visit the exhibit. I think that's also something very important. And if you are local here in Portland, KBOO is celebrating our 50 years. And so going to the Oregon Historical Society is really an amazing thing to see. But if you cannot, or if you're not around, you could go to 50yearsofkboo.fm. Because that's another place where a lot of our history is being located. You could take a tour of the exhibit right there on 50yearsofkboo.fm. There's also a really awesome store that you can go to, and there's KBOO underwear in that store.
All right, we have like 15 seconds left.
Okay.
Tell folks, because it is important, how much longer is the exhibit going on at the Oregon Historical Society?
Oh, until July 29th, so there's plenty of time. But also I want to say, folks, if you're around Tuesday, February 13th, we have an open house. So please come around from 5 to 8 p.m. here, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Thank you so much for listening to News from the BOO. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to have you. And we're going to close with Gossip. This is Closer to My Dream, dedicated to Gerard Wyclef, of course.
Closer to my dream.
listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock, and next is Kitchen Table Conversation. Mary Postlethwaite is back. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is John Chuck, host of The Beloved Community, every second Friday at 9 a.m. on KBOO, right after Positively Revolting. This Friday, February 9th, I speak with Glenn Montgomery. He's the executive director of the Vision Action Network of Washington County. The mission of the Vision Action Network is to engage stakeholders across sectors to collaboratively address critical issues in Washington County. And some of those issues we will discuss include income inequality, cultural diversity, and housing and houselessness. I will take